The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, everybody. And how are you this morning? When I say everybody, I just mean like, hey, if you're just waking up, good morning on this beautiful Friday. Sue is at the helm. She does such a beautiful job in the news. We've had a couple people in and out. So, you know, blessings. I am at the helm today. Carl's on assignment. We've had a lot of people in and out. And Sue, thank you for being here this morning. She's wanting to get me the weather, even though she is like the queen of doing, don't worry, even though she's the queen of doing the weather. I'm sorry, we just have to laugh. Anyway, join me today. We've got a lot going on this morning, and I would like to just throw it. Of course, we always do the reads where, you know, Shasta Regional Medical Group brings us the news, and let me tell you something. I have nothing but great things to say, because when your life is on the line and you are there at the emergency room and you don't know what's happening with your body in an emergency, I will say that Shasta Regional Medical Center and the group over there, then I was, for my first time in my life, ushered into the hospital where I stayed for 4 days during COVID. And it was really traumatic, but you've got these nurses coming in all the time. I'd never been in the hospital. I just want to say that. I visited people in the hospital, but never really had to have, you know, let me knock on wood, that I have never really had an incident where I had to be operated on and that kind of thing. So I just want to say that my stay at Shasta Regional Medical Center, especially during the early days of the shutdown, which was traumatic for everybody, because you don't know, can I move forward, can I move back? And the hazmat suits out in front, so Carl went to drop me off, and they said, you can't come in, and I'm in emergency all by myself. There wasn't one other person in the room. Can you believe that? And I feel like the staff there, the nurses that came in, they really took good care of me, and I know I wasn't the only one, but I had like a runaway infection, and it went staff. And when that happens, you just don't know what's going on with your body. So you really trust yourself, hopefully, with the professionals. And that's what happened with Shasta Regional Medical Center. So I give the testimony because I've experienced it firsthand. So there's our there are people who bring us the weather. They sponsor the weather. And plus we have on, of course, you know, Casey and some of the doctors once a month on our show, and they do so much to reach out for our community. Now let's go into the weather. Sue, thanks for being here again and saving the day as you do, because you are just, you know, when you talk about your team, you're nothing without your team. There is no me in team. So team is all about how you drive your car, how you operate your business, how you gotta, you know, like how you have your house, keep your house, the people. So a lot of who we have here at the station and who we have in our reads and who we do business with are the team in order to live your life in a quality of just moving forward here in Shasta County. So, Sue, can you give us a little bit of the read of the weather? I hate to put you on the
spot.
Absolutely.
And yeah, I looked at the website and everything was kind of overlapping, and I went, wow,
no
that's
problem.
Kind of crazy. But on my side, yeah, it's nice. Today, a 10% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 5 o'clock at a high of 77. A little breezy, not bad. For tonight, though, it looks like a 30 to 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms, a low of 57. More the same into tomorrow, then decreasing clouds, but there's still a chance of showers and thunderstorms, and 71 degrees. Tomorrow, mostly clear. That's tomorrow night, rather, mostly clear. decreasing clouds, a low of 54. Then sunny for Sunday and 77 and a low of 56. Next week, though, temperatures warming up, starting at 81 on Monday, 87 Tuesday, and 90 by midweek. It's currently clear in downtown Redding, Red Bluff, 56, 55 in Anderson, 53 in the city of Shasta Lake, and 54 degrees in downtown Redding. And really quick, we've got a couple of collisions this morning. One at 36 in Baker Road. If you're traveling near Red Bluff and near the Trinity River on 299, everything is stopped. A traffic collision has happened, and so expect delays. And with heavy construction within the Redding city limits, especially downtown at Placer and Court, expect delays as well. Now, Linda, back to you.
Thank you so much, Sue. Okay, we're going to go into one of my favorite segments. I look forward to this because I love our furry friends. With us this morning is Katrina Haven Humane, our partnership. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, fill the air. Let's go. Come on now.
Yes. Good morning. I brought with me a very sweet boy. His name is Dango.
Dango.
He is just laying on the floor right now at my feet. He's a 2-year-old pit mix. He is black and white. And he is just the nicest boy. He's just wagging his tail looking at you.
Well, I'm looking under the table because you're across the table from me for those people who don't know the layout of the station or the studio. So I'm like peeking under the table and he looks over and he's wagging his tail. And his tail is adorable.
It's so cute. It has that little white tip on it.
Yes.
He's fantastic. Now, I think he's really special, too, because, you know, of course, like many of the dogs in our care, he came to us as a stray, and we've had him for about 3 months. But since the moment he came through our doors, he has been the friendliest dog, and he's also very smart. He picks up on things very, very quickly. He already knows a ton of commands, and he's just overall a very, like, well-behaved, very well-rounded gentleman, I would say.
Yeah, you know, when I think of... We always think if we bring in another furry critter into our home that we want to like a mix because I get dander allergies. You know, you've seen that.
Yeah.
I love on the dogs, and then I go back there and wash my hands because otherwise I start to get the. But you know, sometimes I have a friend whose husband takes a little allergy because she has cats, and it's not her husband, but they will get married one day. They're just. Why am I even saying that? They're a partnership. Anyway, so he moved here to be with her. She's got 3 cats, and he just takes an allergy pill every day. He's like, I'm sorry. I put this in my body. I love you, and this is part of your life.
Right.
You can't say that about kids. I'm going to take an allergy pill because you've got kids. But they are like your kids, right?
Exactly.
Definitely. So this particular Dango, up for adoption. Do we have any things that are coming up in October? Like what I'm talking about, we've got these funds that happen, and what is going on at Haven Humane now, right, as far as adoption?
I'm glad you asked. Very exciting. We're going to be taking part in Bissell Empty the Shelter. That's coming around again. That actually starts this Sunday on the 1st, and it's going until the 15th. So we have 2 weeks where every dog and cat has a $0 adoption fee. So you could take home any dog or cat in the shelter for no adoption fee. Of course, a licensing fee still applies for dogs, but it's a really great time to come down and get a new furry friend.
Oh, I love that. Anything this weekend going on, like dog-a-thons, walk-a-thons?
Nope, it is a quiet weekend. But with that being said, of course, if you would like to come down to the shelter to see anybody, we're there at 7449 Eastside Road.
Do we have any, like, boo festivals or bark festivals going on for October where you dress your dog up and do a parade?
I know we have some things coming up, so definitely stay tuned for
details. All right, because that's always fun. It seems like sometimes you do the pet parade, you know, where people do costumes. So I know you're probably putting it together right now. So anyway, Katrina, thank you so much for always being here with Haven Humane. Again, make an appointment to come to the shelter this weekend. You don't want to miss Dango. We're going to take a picture and put Dango on our website for sure. What a cutie. What a great disposition. How old did you say?
He's 2 years old.
So it comes neutered, shots, all that stuff. So you're just ready to go.
Yes, definitely.
What are you doing this weekend?
Oh, not too much. Just enjoying the nice weather, honestly.
Yeah. This is a great time to take your dogs for walks, right?
the best time.
Well, thank you, Katrina, for joining us. And remember, Haven Humane, our pet of the week, Dango. We always like that. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends out at, as we end this segment, Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. The reason we do live reads for them is because, they've been with us since day one. Actually, before we even started, they did our wedding rings. They designed our wedding rings. They made special things where we had our bands made from Carl's grandmother's gold. So, they did this thing, engraved the inside of our bands that we actually, we got married. And then later on did rings. And so they've been part of our history. Plus, they do wonderful things in our community. They're really trustworthy, so when you go in, if you've got a loose stone or an heirloom or a piece or a watch or anything like that, take the Four Winds Jewelry. They're located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back after these messages.
And coming up, we will be hearing from Tyler Chapman and a sports alert, so stick around for that on KCNR.
I see what beautiful is about. Sippy cup of milk, a little blue eye blonde with shoes on wrong, cause she likes to dress herself, and the most beautiful girl, holding both of them, yeah, the view I love the most, oh, the view I love the most, is my front porch looking in.
Congratulations to all the volunteers and to the registered voters of District 1 in Shasta County. You took a stand against throwing away millions of your taxpayer dollars. Thousands of you signed the petition, and you put the recall of Supervisor Kevin Cry on the ballot. Soon we vote, paid for by the committee to recall Kevin Cry.
Turtle Bay's Harvest in the Gardens is Saturday, October 7th, featuring a hay maze, animals, live music, a mini farmer's market, pumpkin painting, and more. Harvest in the Gardens, Saturday, October 7th. Tickets and info at turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay's 17th annual fall plant sale is taking place Saturday, October 7th, featuring California natives and drought-tolerant plants propagated on-site for our region. Turtle Bay's fall plant sale, Saturday, October 7th. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
The Stillwater Powwow is back at the Redding Rodeo Grounds, October 6th through 8th, with free admission for all ages. See beautiful dancers, hear powerful drummers, and experience the celebration of Native American culture and history. Proudly brought to you by the Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow and the Redding Rodeo Grounds, October 6th through the 8th. For information, visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potters, this station, and other proud sponsors.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Congratulations to all the volunteers and to the registered voters of District 1 in Shasta County. You took a stand against throwing away millions of your taxpayer dollars. Thousands of you signed the petition, and you put the recall of Supervisor Kevin Cry on the ballot. Soon we vote. Paid for by the Committee to Recall Kevin Cry.
Welcome to Friday Night Hype, where we get you ready for all the North State High School football action. I'm your host, Tyler Chapman. We're coming to you from KCNR Studios in downtown Reading, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, or online at Free Fire Radio or KCNR1460.com, our new website. We're entering the midpoint of the season here on Friday Night Hype and in North State football in general, and the frontrunners are starting to make themselves known. Let's run down the top 25 in the North State, and we'll get to the scoreboard. At number 25 is Live Oak. Number 24, Corning. Number 23, Hamilton. Number 22, Weed. Number 21, Paradise. Number 20, Susanville. Number 19, West Valley. Number 18, Wairika. Number 17, Fall River. Number 16, Gridley. Number 15, Biggs. Number 14, Las Plumas. Number 13, Portola. Number 12, Red Bluff. Number 11, Pierce. Number 10, East Nicholas. Number 9, Winters. Number 8, Colusa. Number 7, Shasta High School. Number 6, UPrep. And our top 5 is as follows. Number 5 is Foothill High School. Number 4 is Orland. Number 3 is Enterprise. Number 2, Chico. And number 1, Pleasant Valley. The 5 teams that Ethan thinks have the best shot are the top 5. I do think that there's a couple schools that can be slept on here. One of them is Wairika High School. They are at 4-1. And the games that they have won have been in dominant fashion, although against teams that were a little inferior. I think that they're a sleeper team that could end up making some noise in the north section. Red Bluff High School is also 3-1, and I think they might be a little underrated at number 12. Those are just my opinions. Shasta High School had a tough test, but they bounced back this week and are 4-1. Let's get to the North State scoreboard, and we can run down all the scores from last week. On Friday, we had Herlog over Big Valley, or Big Valley over Herlog, 59-14. We had Butte Valley over Westwood, 56-0. We had Chester, 58-12 over Plumas Charter. Tule Lake, 26-8 over Burney. Hayfork, 46-0 over Happy Camp. Orland took care of Willows, 48-3. Pierce took care of Paradise in a close one, 26-21. Shasta was at home against Foothill High School of Sacramento, and they took care of the team from out of conference, 34-8. After a disappointing loss in the previous week. Pleasant Valley, however, was not as lucky. They went and they played Central Catholic, and they fell 49-7. Chico High School also fell to West Park. Wairika High School, in dominant fashion, took care of Trinity 48-6. Number 22, Weed, took care of Los Molinos 54-15. Reading Christian continues its decent season with a 21-14 win over Fall River. We have UPrep at home last week, 49-23 over Las Plumas. Live Oak at home took care of Hamilton, 20-13. Portola, number 13, took care of Maxwell at home. Biggs took care of Big Valley Christian, 28-20. Foothill High School from Palo Cedro took care of Fortuna, 42-0. We had Red Bluff doing the same exact thing to Anderson, 42-0. We had, in a third game, Winters, 42-0 over Williams. Modoc, 27-7 over Quincy. We had Gridley, 21-0 over West Valley. And that was Friday's games. On Saturday, Enterprise went on the road, and they just lost to Redwood High School, 24-21. Loyalton and Tonopah, the final score was not reported on Max Preps. And that's the rundown of last week's games. And now let's get you set with this week's schedule of high school football in the North State. We have Loyalton on the road to face Burney. We have Herlog at Princeton. Westwood at Hayfork. Happy Camp going on the road to face Dunsmuir. We have East Nicholas going on the road to face Lyndhurst. Pleasant Valley looks to bounce back after last week's defeat against Rancho Cotte. We have Biggs going on the road to Live Oak. Gridley on the road to Riverbank. We have Portola facing off against Los Molinos. Number 21 Paradise against number 8 Colusa. And what's sure to be a grid matchup there. Dayton goes on the road to face number 23, Hamilton. Etna goes on the road to face number 22, Weed. In another significant matchup, top 25 matchup, number 5, Foothill, goes on the road to face Corning. Anderson will go on the road to face Oroville. Reading Christian will go and play Quincy. Maxwell will visit Modoc. Orland will go in a battle of Spartans versus Durham. We have Las Plumas versus Lassen, number 14 Las Plumas and number 20 Lassen. We have 0-4 Mount Shasta going on to face a tough, tough Fall River squad. We have Central Valley going and facing Willows. And we have West Valley versus Red Bluff. And that wraps up this week's schedule of high school football. And there's not a game in the North State to be covered this week that's close enough to KCNR Studios to bring it to you. However, if you would like to sponsor a future game, including the River Bowl that will be taking place on October 13th, you can contact myself, Tyler Chapman, at 530-395-9539. Or you can call KCNR Studios, and somebody will get back to you, Sue McLean, or another associate here at KCNR. Call 605-4567. Now let's get you looking forward to the standings here in the Northern and Eastern Athletic League. It is starting to shape up, and the top runners in each conference are starting to make themselves known, more so in the Northern Athletic League, which is where we'll start now. Top of the table is Yreka at 4-1. Second place is UPrep at 4-1. Third place, Central Valley at 2-2. Fourth place, we have Anderson at 2-2. West Valley in a bit of a disappointing season at 1-3. And Lassen rounds out the table at 0-4. And that is your standings in the Northern Athletic League. In the Eastern Athletic League, we have a logjam at the top with Enterprise at 4-1, Shasta at 4-1, and Chico at 4-1, all tied for first place. Right behind them, Red Bluff High School at 3-1, Pleasant Valley at 2-2, and Foothill at 2-2. Going forward into conference play, I do believe the Eastern Athletic League is the deeper side. All six of their schools, are ranked in the top 25 in the North State. So going forward, they're going to be tough tests in the Eastern Athletic League. And that'll just about wrap things up here at Friday Night Hype. But before we go, I'd like to thank everybody on the KCNR staff, Carl, Linda, Pat, Jim, Liam, Sue, and everybody who's helped make this possible. All of the Eastern Athletic and Northern Athletic League teams are on the road this week, so KCNR will not be broadcasting a game of the week. There are only 5 more regular season games left on the KCNR schedule, and now's your time to help support high school football in the North State. If you're interested in sponsoring a high school football game, call myself, Tyler Chapman, at 530-395-9539, or you can call Sue McLean at 530-605-4567. The remaining slate of games is as follows. On October 6th, Lassen will be at UPrep High School. On October 13th, Enterprise will be at Shasta for the River Bowl. On October the 20th, West Valley will be at UPrep High School once again. And October 27th, West Valley will be at Anderson.
And that'll wrap things up.
And finally, rounding out our night high
schedule,
you've been listening to KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM.
Yeah, welcome back. If you were wondering, like, what was that segment? Whoa, okay, well, we're trying to implement this new thing. Of course, Tyler, who's our sports guy, does a pre-recorded, he's in the field a lot, so he does this pre-recorded version of what's happening with the weekend and who the players are. And so, that kind of snuck up on us, didn't it, Sue?
Yes. You could say that. I look up, I went, wait, there's a segment. Why is this not in there?
7-minute segment. But you know what? I think for a lot of people who do follow ball, it's like nice to know who's doing what and where, right?
Right, right. A little techie issue at the end, but you know what? It's just kind of a rundown of what's happening in high school football. We want people involved. We know it's super popular here in the North Valley. People want to know, and they can tune in right here because we will let you know what games are coming up, you know, what the standings are and everything. And I think adding a little music to the background of that is really going to pep it up and kind of, you know, make it groovy. But
right.
I think it was a really good rundown. And Tyler Chapman, he's the one that does it. And this is new. It's new to him. It's new to us.
Right.
So we're just kind of, you know, getting in the groove.
Yep.
But Linda, you know, back to you.
Well, thank you so much, Sue. Really appreciate that. I think we work well together. Appreciate that.
We do.
Hey, I was supposed to have a couple co-hosts this morning, because Carl's on assignment. At 7:30, coming back after this break, I'm very much looking forward to introducing the North State, if you don't know him already, to a gentleman by the name of Kevin Knapp, a major USA, USA, of the USA retired anyway. We know that. We love the whole every patriotic anything, but honor education, comradeship, advocacy, support. They'll be back after the break with Northern California Veterans Historical Association and some of the things that are going on, but we'll dive more into Kevin Knapp's background and what he's doing here in the North State and what the call for is, you know, some of the things coming up and how we can help. But my girlfriends that were supposed to be here this morning, I don't want to throw them under the bus. Both of them kind of feel like they've got scratchy throats. And of course, we're at that time of year when, especially when you're super busy, and both of them are extreme leaders in the community. And, I honor that because as the weather changes and we do have some variants going around, just to, you know, take it easy, and they'll come on again at another time, and of course, co-host with me. But I did attend a meeting yesterday I wanted to talk about, after this break as well, once we get finished with our Northern California Veterans Historical Association, group, but I gotta take a break here. We'll be right back.
Cup of coffee and ending up purchasing the bottom of the pot. At Kent's Weekly Groceries, they've solved that problem with their new bean-to-cup freshly brewed coffee. Hot or cold, any time of the day. It's freshly ground and brewed on demand to your preference. Just one of the many specialty items available every day at Kent's Meats and Kathy's Deli, where you'll find USDA choice meats, fresh produce, snack sticks, sandwiches, salads, side dishes, and so much more every day of the week. Served up with old-fashioned friendly service second to none. At Kent's Meats and Grocery in Kathy's Deli, open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m., 7 days a week, 1 mile south of the Reading Airport. What's more disappointing than wanting a fresh cup of coffee and ending up purchasing the bottom of the pot? At Kent's Weekly Groceries, they've solved that problem with their new bean-to-cup freshly brewed coffee. Hot or cold, any time of the day. It's freshly ground and brewed on demand to your preference. Just one of the many specialty items available every day at Kent's Meats and Kathy's Deli, where you'll find USDA choice meats, fresh produce, snack sticks, sandwiches, salads, side dishes, and so much more every day of the week. Served up with old-fashioned friendly service second to none. At Kent's Meats and Grocery in Kathy's Deli, open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m., 7 days a week, 1 mile south of the Reading Airport.
Congratulations to all the volunteers and to the registered voters of District 1 in Shasta County. You took a stand against throwing away millions of your taxpayer dollars. Thousands of you signed the petition, and you put the recall of Supervisor Kevin Cry on the ballot. Soon we vote, paid for by the committee to recall Kevin Cry.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
The Stillwater Powwow is back at the Reading Rodeo Grounds October 6th through 8th with free admission for all ages. See beautiful dancers, hear powerful drummers, and experience the celebration of Native American culture and history. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and Winter River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow and the Reading Rodeo Grounds October 6th through the 8th. For information, visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potters, this station, and other proud sponsors.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and that was my choice 19 years ago, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved 3 offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Reading's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. 19 years and counting. Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
Congratulations to all the volunteers and to the registered voters of District 1 in Shasta County. You took a stand against throwing away millions of your taxpayer dollars. Thousands of you signed the petition, and you put the recall of Supervisor Kevin Cry on the ballot. Soon we vote. Paid for by the committee to recall Kevin Cry.
Hey, NorCal. Preston Sharp here. I believe we should honor veterans every day, and I've honored veterans in all 50 states, but I'm not done. I want to honor veterans in Normandy next year on the 80th anniversary of D-Day, but I need your help. I'm having a fundraising dinner September 30th at the Anderson VFW. I'm hoping to sell tickets and gather raffle prizes. If you can help, please go to PrestonSharp.net. I hope to see you there. Doors open at 4, dinner at 6. There will be gun giveaways, live auction, and games. That's PrestonSharp.net or call 530-515-3825.
I will always do my duty, no matter what the price. I've counted up the cost.
All right, Toby Keith. Welcome back to KTNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM. This is your talk radio and KTNR1460.com streaming. Linda Bott here. Carl's on assignment. I had scheduled a couple of really good girlfriends, actually, that are big leaders in the community, both of which couldn't make it in this morning because they feel like they may be a little under the weather. October's here. You know how that goes. Changing of the season. So I am honored to take this task on because, as you know, we are a veteran-owned business, actually disabled veteran-owned business. So we have a big, huge heart for veterans. Now, my dad was a veteran. My husband, Carl, you know, 33 years in the Marine Corps. For many of you know that he served our country. He's been at four. He was in four different what they call campaigns through the years. And we have a beautiful community here of veterans. And before he came here, I said, you may decide that you would like to come to to Reading, because they do have a special heart for our veterans. So, Jeff, if you're listening from Crackmaster, I'm going to shout out to you. It's a veteran-owned company as well. He brings his segments on Monday and Friday. He has the ins and outs of proper windshield repair. He's been repairing windshields for years. He is in a Bureau of Automotive Repair approved. He can do cracks in up to 24 inches of, chips and cracks. So bring your vehicle in for a free inspection and analysis, and get your windshield repaired by a master windshield repair specialist. That's Jeff, 3208 South Market Street. Give him a call at 241-8373. Now, currently in the studio with me right now is Kevin Knapp. He's a USA major, retired, and he is the president of the Northern California Veterans Historical Association. Good morning.
Well, good morning. How are you today?
I am just in a great mood and so proud and happy to have you here today. And I asked you before you came on today a little bit about your history. You were in Washington, D.C.
I was in Northern Virginia in the D.C. area up until 2018 when I came out here after the car fire. My girlfriend, now life partner, had lost her house in the car fire. And we had just started dating. Came out to help pick up the pieces and put things together, and we decided we liked each other, and here I am.
And to go through such a traumatic experience can bond you in leaps and bounds quicker than it would be in any other situation, I would think.
It can. And, of course, the Northern California is a beautiful area. Having been on the East Coast for years and done a lot of things I did in the military, my body is more appreciative of Reading's weather.
Oh, good.
It doesn't have the cold or wet
right.
and humidity that goes straight to my bones.
No, I really believe that. I think our bodies will flourish in different environments, especially if you've got injury. Like for when I lived in the South, I could get these extreme barometric pressure headaches I loved living in Nashville, mm-hmm. but it was like, so I would, my body would sing coming back to California mm-hmm. and being on the West Coast. So Kevin, let's talk about you come here, you fall in love, but you've got this expert, this background of special forces. You have been, in the Special Forces Association, if not, you know, being a huge part of that. Tell us about, a little bit about your history.
Well, I was raised in the Northern Virginia area. My father was a Navy pilot, and we bounced between San Diego and Long Beach, and San Diego and Long Beach with his tours to Vietnam. And he retired out of the Pentagon. I went to high school in the D.C. area and tried to enlist in the Coast Guard. I wanted to be a rescue swimmer. It was before the movie Guardian came out. But I'd heard some of the stories about the downed pilots, you know, my dad told, and I wanted to be an important, you know, be an important part of saving downed pilots, and the Coast Guard rescue swimmers was that option. Unfortunately, I wet the bed until I was 16. On the medical form, dead center in the center column, it says, "Have you wet the bed after age 12?" I answered yes. And then ended up having to go through a waiver process, full psych profile, and a full upper lower GI, because wetting the bed is both a psychological and medical, passed both. But unfortunately, the surgeon in the Coast Guard says, yeah, it's only been a year since you've stopped. Thank you for your interest in the Coast Guard, we'd love to take you, but here's your draft card that says you're medically not qualified to serve in the armed forces. Well, I thought, all right, there's a bit of rejection there. Low self-esteem, hesitate. I tried to hire on with Fairfax County Fire and Rescue as a professional firefighter because I trained my junior, senior year and went through the first EMT class that the state of Virginia had. Unfortunately, they use the same physical forms that the military does. On the front, have you wet the bed after age 12? On the back, have you been rejected from military service? Two strikes this time. The response was, yes, we'll gladly hire you or have you as a volunteer, but we can't hire you as a professional. So I'm a bit devastated. Mm-hmm. 9 months later, somebody said, well, try the Army. I'm hesitant. I've already got two strikes. My draft card says I'm medically not qualified to be in. And at the time, we didn't have the military entrance processing facilities, the MEPS stations that the younger folks are familiar with. We went to the closest military installation. This is in 1975, at the end of the Vietnam War. There were 74 people exiting the military and getting their ETS physicals, and two of us getting enlistment physicals. For whatever reason, the doctor was late by 4 hours, still upset about whatever made him late, took 10 people in the office at the same time, said, stand up, sit down, take a deep breath, you pass.
Oh, my gosh. Was that fate?
I think so.
Oh.
You know, there's periods of devastation in your life, the
yes.
rejection twice,
yes.
and
yes.
you think, you know, but that led up to this point.
Right.
You never know.
And you never know. So do you remember Michael Landon?
Oh, sure. Mm-hmm.
That's a perfect example mm-hmm. of somebody who was super successful in his life and had the same kind of, you know, he finally got control of it, whatever he had to do. I don't know what age it was, but I remember that he actually did a movie about it
mm-hmm.
and came out and talked about it on Johnny Carson and everything like that. So I think it's really brave mm-hmm. because your testimony will help other people maybe have the same kind of situation feel like, you know, that there's hope.
Yes, ma'am. Growing up in grade school, there were classmates, and even my brother and sister would tease me and in the neighborhood. In high school, walking back from the bus stop, the local kids were on their porch uh-huh. singing, "Here Comes That Rainy Day Feeling Again."
Do you feel like that made you a better warrior?
I don't think so in particular. The focus on moving forward
right.
is what made me a better person, better warrior.
Like sometimes a chip.
You never
know. You know, a chip can just be that thing that makes you like,
challenge
let me, watch me, watch me. Mm-hmm. So here you are, you know, head of Northern California Veterans Historical Society, Special Forces. So when we, let's talk about the Special Forces.
Sure.
We've got 1 minute. We're going to come back and take a break. Should we wait till we come back? Let's wait till we come back because that's like not a minute thing long. But we're going to be talking about a couple things that you're here, this morning to, do a call out, if you will, for fundraising, with the helicopters and some of the things that we, have. I want to know more about that with what's going on with the Northern California Veterans Historical Association and what people, what's coming up that we need to know about. Okay.
Sure.
We're going to take an early break. We'll come right back after these messages. Sue, thanks for being at the helm. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Reading Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
As a thank you for your outstanding service, Wind River Resort and Casino would like to honor you with our Military Monday promotion. Join us every Monday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. to receive your dining discounts and free slot play. Active or retired military members can present their military ID at the River Club to be entered into this weekly promotion. For more details, download the Wind River app or visit windriver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Reading Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
There's a lot to be said for the Army.
A gal was never lost for company. A million handsome guys with longing in their eyes. And all you had to do was pick the age, the weight, the size.
Oh, gee, I wish I was back in the Army.
And that was a Christmas special.
Here we go.
With us this morning is Kevin Knapp, who Special Forces Association. And he is head of the Northern California Veterans Historical Association. He's the president. We have a few events. Before we go into your special forces, you know, it's radio, so we've just got a little bit of time in between commercials. Let's find out what's happening, coming up here in October or November that we need to know and our listeners can circle their calendars and what the call out is with what you need.
Sure. Here, upcoming next week, those who are interested, on October 3rd, the County of Shasta is recognizing those veterans who served in the global war on terrorism with a proclamation during the Board of Supervisors meeting.
Fantastic.
So shout out to those who served in the global war on terror. If you see or know a veteran who served, say, you know, share your appreciation, not just with a thank you, because that's, you know, thank you for your support is one thing, but live your life worthy of their sacrifice.
That's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Are there going to be, will there be at that supervisor's meeting these veterans, or are you just telling people that they're giving a proclamation on that day?
Well, there will be some, and similar to Vietnam Veterans Day, there are Vietnam veterans within the audience that will stand up and be recognized by those in the boardroom.
And what time is that?
That starts at 9 o'clock.
In the morning.
In the morning.
Okay.
So
good.
Whether it's the first thing on their agenda or mm-hmm. somewhere in between,
okay.
You don't know until you see the schedule. But they'll have the proclamation, recognize the veterans who served, give the proclamation to one of the veterans that was picked to receive it in honor of all the veterans
mm-hmm.
who served.
Now, where is we talked about? I mean, because we've been running around this morning. The helicopter. What's going on with the helicopter? We've got, and also the Veterans Day parade and stuff that.
Yes, ma'am.
There's a fundraiser somewhere here.
Sure. There's always fundraising opportunities for any veteran organization, especially the Northern California Veterans Historical Association and the Special Forces Association. For the Northern California Veterans Historical Association, we have a UH-1 helicopter. Many have seen us at show and shines, at veterans events, in front of Applebee's on Veterans Day or Memorial Day. We do school presentations to elementary schools or high schools. We're scheduled for Butte College next month. We have veterans from all services. And we're looking for members who want to help share their story or want to become part of an organization where they're not isolated in sitting in the house living with their past. We want to reach out. This organization was started by a group of veterans who were in a post-traumatic stress group
okay.
at the local VA clinic.
Okay.
One way of getting out and being part of, they linked together, received this helicopter as a donation from PacWest, the local helicopter repair mm-hmm. place on Clear Creek Road. And we take the school around. It's like a living museum. In part, we like to hear stories of veterans who served. Were they ever in a helicopter, what their experience was. In another part, you'll see some veterans will stand off to the side and watch.
Right.
And you can see them, I would say this visibly obvious, they're thinking.
Mm-hmm. Have you met Chuck Kinney?
I don't know that
okay.
I have or not.
Well, he owns Shasta Gas Propane.
Oh, yes, I have.
Yes,
yes.
Helicopter
uh-huh.
pilot, mm-hmm. Vietnam helicopter.
Yes, ma'am.
Takes trips,
yes.
And finds, he's been very successful in finding, missing in action,
yes,
MIAs,
mm-hmm.
And then
bringing them home.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and he owns Shasta Gas Propane and they, sponsor our weather every
yes,
time
ma'am.
We read the weather. So, wonderful family. They do angel work and
sure.
he's amazing.
He's a past member of the Northern California Veterans Historical Association,
right.
Our life member. Not currently active, but he comes out occasionally and says hello.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk a little bit about when you say special forces. You're the guy in the Green Beret. Can
yes,
we
ma'am.
Talk about what that means that when you got into the Army, let's talk a little bit about how you go into special forces. What were you selected for? What did you need to do? What did you want to do?
Sure. You heard my story about being rejected from the
right.
Coast Guard and then being rejected from Fairfax County Fire and Rescue because I went to bed until I was 16. They talked me into going into the Army. I took the tests, passed the physical, and then was asked, well, what do you want to do? I said, I want the best medical training that I could get working back off of my time as a volunteer fireman, having participated in the first EMT class that the state of Virginia had. And I was told you need to take some more tests. Okay, I'll take more tests. took those tests, which were the Special Forces Battery, a series of psychological questions, spatial orientation questions, history questions, etc. And I was told that I could do anything that I wanted to do. I said, all right, I still want the best medical training that I could get. But it wasn't until I went through jump school at Fort Benning, Georgia, that I learned really what Special Forces was. Now, as a 18-year-old with a low self-esteem who'd been rejected twice, for those who don't know, Special Forces is the Green Beret. I'm not that kind of guy. I'm a scrawny little 18-year-old with a low self-esteem. These are tough guys. You heard the stories of Green Berets in Vietnam. More so you're hearing today, now that missions in Cambodia and Laos are being declassified, and the brave men who worked with the Special Operations Group under Military Assistance Command Vietnam, MAC V SOG, their stories are just being told. But I'm not that kind of guy. But I was afraid of what friends would say if I quit. So in the military or any situation, you have an opportunity to train. You have an opportunity to practice. You have an opportunity to test. And if you pass the test, you go to the next event. And I rode that wave for a year and a half of training, from beginning to end, the basic Special Forces Phase 1, which goes into basic military techniques, patrolling, land navigation, survival, resistance, escape, et cetera. Phase 2 is your advanced training for the skill that you've been selected for. In Special Forces, it's either an infantryman, heavy or light weapons, communicator, where your focus is learning Morse code back then. Today, more modern communications technology, satellite communications, et cetera. An engineer and medic. And there are two of each skill on a 12-man team, which comprises the Special Forces A-team. Now, a lot of people will hear on the news or whatever, Special Forces this, Special Forces that. And in reality, they're talking about the Special Operations Forces, members of the SEALs, the Marine Force Recon, Air Force Pararescue, you know, the other Army Rangers, the other organizations. But if you hear the word Special Forces, that is the Green Beret.
All right, so you were jumping out of you were jumping out of planes, helicopters.
Jumping out of airplanes, jumping out of helicopters, anything that would get us in the sky.
Now, you've got, I can't read your specific, you've got some wonderful medals on, but, so would you, I had 32 jumps, I had 300, count the jumps?
Oh, yes, ma'am. In the airborne arena, there is the basic parachutist badge, which requires a minimum of 5 jumps. You earn that. And then the senior parachutist badge is the basic badge with a star on top. And then the master parachutist is the basic airborne badge with the star and the wreath around the star. And in order to earn that, you have to have gone through Jump Master School, which is the person responsible for inspecting the paratroopers as they harness up and putting the paratroopers out of the aircraft.
Right. Safely. I know my husband talks about that in jump school, about what that was like for him. And I think he really has a big, wonderful memory of jump school. Now, so how many, you know, I mean, it's like I just want to know, did you give us a number about how many numbers you...
I haven't given a number yet, but between my military jumps and sport parachuting for fun on the weekends, I have 3,432.
Oh, my God. I'm thinking 200. No, this is a lifestyle.
Yes, ma'am.
Wow.
In part, like the kids of today, we became adrenaline junkies.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know?
So you've been listening to our good friend here. Welcome to the North State. So happy to have you with the Special Forces Association, Kevin Knapp, major retired. He's the president and the Northern California Veterans Historical Association. Make sure you come out for the Veterans Day parade. You get to meet these guys and some upcoming events as well. We hope to have you back.
It's November 4th, Shasta Lake City.
Shasta Lake City. Okay. We're always there. We're on the DS. We like to, I think, call it out. Sometimes we actually do it live on the radio, but I think, you know, we're usually there. And like I tell people about it, they go, "We didn't know about it." I said, yeah, over 100 entries every year. It's pretty phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fantastic event. All the bands come.
Yes, ma'am.
You get to see all the military vehicles and the helicopter, all of this stuff. It's just a gorgeous event.
Mm-hmm.
November 4th. Thank you so much for joining us.
My honor.
And thank you, Frank Rose, for always putting together and always the veterans coming in to work on your calendar with Carl and getting guys like Kevin on our show. All right. Thank you so much. We're going to take a break. Come back after these messages. Sue McClain's at the helm. Coming up, we've got One Safe Place.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret.
You're listening to KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
And its strike against Detroit's big three automakers. Former President Trump is in California, and so is White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
He may have skipped out on the second debate this week, but Trump is in Los Angeles to speak directly to Republican Party leaders and voters. He's the keynote at the state's GOP convention today. Interestingly, the state GOP has changed its rules, and any candidate who pulls in more than 50% of the primary vote will be awarded all 169 delegates. This winner-takes-all rule makes it possible for Trump to sweep the California delegates in March and move closer to clinching the Republican nomination. Greg Clugston, Los Angeles.
A fierce rainstorm has been sweeping the New York metropolitan area, shutting down parts of the city's subway system, flooding streets and highways, cutting off access to at least one terminal at LaGuardia Airport. Watching Wall Street, stocks have been higher this morning. Right now, the Dow is up 35 points, the NASDAQ trading 130 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You trade stocks, then you know avoiding pitfalls is the biggest challenge for both new and experienced investors. Vantage Point's dual-patented artificial intelligence provides a powerful solution to this problem by offering predictive accuracy, emotional neutrality, and diverse market forecasts for today's active traders. Vantage Point's AI analyzes billions of data points in seconds, so you get highly accurate predicted market conditions for the next trading day. Take the emotion out of your trading. Text the word money to 813-813. Navigate the financial markets with confidence using AI. Text MONEY to 813-813 right now to learn more for free. Text MONEY to 813-813 to experience the benefits of AI in your trading. Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply. Text the word MONEY to 813-813.
Inflation has dropped sharply in Europe. The official figure released today by the European Union Statistics Agency is 4.3% in September for the 20 countries that use the euro, and that's down from 5.2% in August. It's raising hopes that consumers will eventually get relief and that the European Central Bank could avoid raising interest rates again. But economists say some of the dip is a statistical quirk, and if oil prices rise any more, a hope for decline in inflation will be slow. High prices have been holding back the European economy because people's paychecks don't go as far as they used to in covering bills. That's forcing them to spend less elsewhere. A new animal welfare law in Spain outlaws the use of animals for recreational activities that cause them pain and suffering. However, it does allow bullfights and hunting with dogs. The law particularly targets the mistreatment of domestic animals. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. One big box retailer seems to have some pretty strong evidence defending itself against a civil rights lawsuit.
Actor Tyrese Gibson said he and two of his friends were victims of racial profiling after claiming a Home Depot cashier refused to let his friends pay for items with Gibson's credit card. Thursday, Home Depot said video surveillance showed the Fast and Furious actor actually left his items at the register for 25 minutes, forcing the cashier to clear out his order. Home Depot also says the surveillance video shows that Gibson did not speak face-to-face with any of the cashiers like he claimed. The lawsuit is seeking $1 million in damages. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Embattled Democratic Senator Robert Menendez of New Jersey, indicted on corruption charges, remains defiant. He's told his colleagues that he has no plans to resign, and Menendez predicts that he will be exonerated. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning and welcome to our Friday edition of Free Fire Radio. Carl is on assignment, so this is Linda Bott, and I am so happy to be here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio, streaming live on KCNR1460.com. Good morning. How are you this morning? And at the helm, our very one and only Sue McClain. Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, today in the North Valley, you can expect a 10% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 5 o'clock. Now, today's high right around 77 with a low of 57. Looks like a 30 to 60% chance of showers tonight. And once again, a low of 57. Tomorrow, though, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, then clearing and 71 degrees. Clear for tomorrow night with a low of 54. Sunny for Sunday and 77. And as we head into next week, temperatures are going to be a whole lot warmer. 81 for Monday, 87 for Tuesday. We should hit 90 by next Wednesday. So apparently the warm weather isn't done with us yet. It is currently clear in downtown Reading and 54 degrees. And if you are planning on traveling, heavy construction within the Reading city limits. So be aware, especially at Court, Placer, Willis, West and Chestnut. Also a traffic collision, no injuries. This is at I-5 North of Reading at State Route 151 at the off-ramp. And we do have heavy construction on 44, especially at Auditorium Drive. Expect delays off and on, intermittent road closures. And now, Linda, back to you.
Thank you, Sue. I really appreciate you giving us a traffic update as well. The weather is always brought to you by Shasta Regional. Yeah, the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated out of Anderson. We just talked about the, you know, Chuck Kinney being, you know, Vietnam helicopter pilot, and we just had on our, you know, our Green Beret prior to that. So we thank our veterans, and we appreciate that we're a veteran-owned company as well. So a shout-out to those veterans, and thank you so much for the weather, Sue. Now, with us this morning, I'm really excited. If you feel like my voice is moving fast, I feel like, wah, it's fantastic. We have all of these moving parts. I was supposed to have a good girlfriend that was going to co-host with me this morning that is very involved with this upcoming event, one of the upcoming events. But with us this morning, we have Kimberly and Miriam, who are with the Children's Legacy Center and One Safe Place, which are coming soon. They are combining as we're moving along here. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
All right. So, Kimberly, let's start with you. Tell us what is happening in the landscape.
Well, it's a great question. I think that, you know, we have learned that slow is smooth and smooth is fast. And I don't know that there's ever a time where bringing together of two organizations is entirely smooth. But gosh, we have learned so much along the way. And I think in so many ways it parallels life, right? Like it's the beauty and it's the brutal. And I think that it's like we're sort of trudging through what it looks like to really bring together two organizations, one that's been around for more than 50 years, that has so much history and legacy behind it. and one that's new, that's only been around a handful of years, that was started, you know, kind of halfway out of my living room and halfway out of the DA's office. And it's honestly been such a humbling process to be a part of. But literally just yesterday, we had our staff stand up at One Safe Place, and there were four crime victims assistance advocates that were back in the building. And so for the first time in several years, our very first on-site partner is coming back into One Safe Place. And so it was a monumental moment yesterday.
All right. So give us a visual of what that means, because you're in the thick of it.
Yes.
So when you're saying four advocates.
Yes.
Tell us what that means and what that looks like. Where are we in the building in Reading? What, share with our listeners. They're driving, they're trying to figure out who's doing what. What does this mean? Crab feed, one dancing with the stars. Where are we?
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
It's a lot. It is. So One Safe Place, started out as Shasta Women's Refuge. So very quick kind of history lesson,
yes,
on the
please.
Organization, which you could honestly probably correct me on anything that I'm saying that's inaccurate here. So the organization was started over 50 years ago by a woman named Gretchen Peterson, who, my understanding, used to drive around like in a pickup truck with a shotgun and would literally pick up victims and bring them to her personal home, which is just, my gosh, just the warrior women of the shoulders on which we now get to stand is incredible. And then about 10 plus years ago, our local district attorney's office started our Shasta County Family Justice Center model, this concept of being able to bring one space where women would be able to come, and men and children would be able to come and access all of the services that they were having to go all around town.
Yeah, they didn't have to bounce around. And it's much safer when you feel like, okay, I'm now in the building.
Yeah.
I don't have to worry somebody's following me or tracking me.
Right. That's right. Absolutely. And there's a safe place for my kids to hang out while I'm able to meet with somebody and focus. And so the Benton building is an 18,000 square foot building on Benton Drive. And it's this really beautiful concept of, you know, we're not having the organization really live in the shadows anymore. We're saying, like, this is who we are. This is where we are. We're kind of driving this stake in the ground. And that space opened in 2013. And at the time, there were multiple partners that were on site down on the bottom floor of the building. And then the domestic violence shelter is on the top floor.
Mm-hmm.
So that bottom floor is this kind of drop-in center space where anyone can walk in and certainly victims of domestic violence and receive services. But honestly, over the years, it's been a challenge. I think the cultivation of ongoing relationships with community partners takes a lot of time and intentionality. And so over the years, we've seen kind of some of those on-site partners have transitioned out. And then there's obviously an impact through COVID. And at that point in time, really all of our, we had no on-site partners remaining as of, you know, probably about 2 years ago. And so this representation of the Crime Victims Assistance, which is a portion of our local district attorney's office, them actually coming back into the building is this, it's just the first major step in bringing back what we hope to be a thriving family justice center outside of the Benton building.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
So when you have, describe them again, a crime victim advocate.
Yes.
What do the four, what does that mean? What does that entail? What does a crime victim advocate do?
That's a great question. We are incredibly, incredibly lucky that our district attorney has prioritized having crime victims assistance out of their office here locally. Not every DA's office across the state does. But really, their job is to come alongside a victim who has been impacted by some form of crime. One of the misnomers is that there's a belief that you have to be on a prosecutorial journey, meaning some of our domestic violence victims, they don't want to prosecute. They don't want to necessarily hold the person who has abused them accountable. However, Crime Victims Assistance is still able to provide support, and it is very practical in terms of the support they're providing. So it's everything from, if we have a victim who has potentially lost her teeth as a result of the domestic violence, they can actually pay for those services. If we have a victim of trafficking or exploitation that has a tattoo from their trafficker, they can pay for tattoo removal. It also is for lost wages and rent. I mean, they're just very practical ways that they can financially try to do everything they can to make these victims whole. They can also pay for therapeutic services, which is also very cool. The other really important part of what they do, both with the Children's Legacy Center and with One Safe Place, is they do court advocacy. And so they really come alongside these victims if they are going through a prosecutorial process. They work with our little ones to help prepare them for court and to have to actually testify. So they do a lot. They are
That's
the unsung heroes. That's a
specialty right there to work with the children. Yes. And because, as we know, that children of domestic abuse or even witnessing violence or even being around this environment, that's a challenge in each individual child and how they process it, some shutting down, some completely splitting off.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, there are so many studies on the stopping of developing in these moments just to be able in order to survive in in the trauma of it.
Yeah.
So that takes somebody who's just extremely gifted and has definitely a calling to work with children in this environment. More on this when we come back here on KCNR. This is Linda Bott. We are here with Kimberly and Miriam, who we're talking about Children's Legacy Center. What is the status? What has gone really well? We've got some wonderful things to talk about when we come back here on KCNR. So happy to have you with us this morning. We'll be right back after these messages.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Wanting a fresh cup of coffee and ending up purchasing the bottom of the pot? At Kent's Pizza Groceries, they've solved that problem with their new bean-to-cup freshly brewed coffee. Hot or cold, any time of the day. It's freshly ground and brewed on demand to your preference. Just one of the many specialty items available every day at Kent's Meats and Kathy's Deli, where you'll find USDA choice meats, fresh produce, snack sticks, sandwiches, salads, side dishes, and so much more every day of the week. Served up with old-fashioned friendly service second to none. At Kent's Meats and Grocery in Kathy's Deli, open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m., 7 days a week, 1 mile south of the Reading Airport.
The Stillwater Powwow is back at the Reading Rodeo Grounds October 6th through 8th with free admission for all ages. See beautiful dancers, hear powerful drummers, and experience the celebration of Native American culture and history. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow and the Reading Rodeo Grounds October 6th through the 8th. For information, visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potters, this station, and other proud sponsors.
Every day, your life is filled with choices, and when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hey, NorCal. Preston Sharp here. I believe we should honor veterans every day, and I've honored veterans in all 50 states, but I'm not done. I want to honor veterans in Normandy next year on the 80th anniversary of D-Day, but I need your help. I'm having a fundraising dinner September 30th at the Anderson VFW. I'm hoping to sell tickets and gather raffle prizes. If you can help, please go to PrestonSharp.net. I hope to see you there. Doors open at 4, dinner at 6. There will be gun giveaways, live auction, and games. That's PrestonSharp.net or call 530-515-3825.
I am woman, hear me roar, in numbers too big to ignore. And I know too much to go back and pretend. Cause I've heard it all before, and I've been down there on the floor. No one's ever gonna
You're gonna
keep
laugh.
Me down again.
I love this song. Okay, you know why?
Why?
Because this was our opening act. This is our opening number that I did as one of the Dean Martin Gold Diggers for Dean Martin at the, you know, my first time in Vegas, 19 years old, in front of a 22-piece orchestra. This was our opening number. We started off with I Am Woman. Now, the odd thing is that Helen Reddy, who was our supreme feminist, did not want to ever do the Dean Martin show because she thought that, you know, it was sexist. And, you know, anyway, those are some of the best years of my life. And, you know, these are the best years of my life, too. Every day is the best year of my life, but or the best moment of my life. But that's how we opened our act. And it was really fun with five other women that I'm still very close to. They were kind of like my roomies. We toured the world and they were very, very close today. One of my girlfriends lives on an island in Greece in the Blue Zone. One of them lives in Palm Springs. One of them lives in Texas. And we're very tight. And we're sisters at heart with I Am Woman. Okay. Patrick Gorman, you get this special moment. Attorney at Law. If you're not getting treatment for work injury just because of denials, call Patrick Gorman, Attorney at Law, for a free consultation. Work injuries can be life-changing, and without treatment, you may not recover. His insurance company and your employees have an attorney working hard for them. Now, we have Patrick Gorman on once a month, and that guy, when you want to have somebody work for you as an attorney, you want like a banny rooster. And that guy is just like, you know, you want this guy working for you. And he is amazing. And Jill, his wife, they work together at Gorman Attorney at Law. Give him a call at 262-2168 if you've got any issues. Free consultations, as we said. All right, I am here this morning with Kimberly and Miriam. We're talking about the Children's Legacy Center and One Safe Place. We're going to go into Dancing with the Stars in a minute, but what is the status and the transition?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we are on all of the, I say all of kind of the behind the scenes side, all of the finance side, all of the logistics side there. We're not planning for that full transition to take place until 2024. And then we actually have one of our grants that's specific to transitional housing, that will keep the nonprofit open quite a bit longer than that. But that's kind of on the, again, that's on the back end. I think what matters is the day to day. It's the programs and the people. And I think the thing that we have really drawn a hard line in the sand on is, to not have a disruption in the service delivery. And so about 2 months ago, we started integrating our staff from just an org chart perspective, which was very, very, very cool. And so now we are really on the day-to-day, we're integrated. So we have my residential team is overseeing the shelter, and our collaborative partnership leadership team is overseeing kind of all the court advocacy. And then we have the incredible Patty Price, who has worked both at One Safe Place and Pathways to Hope and then the CLC, and she's really helping to oversee everything downstairs. So there's a lot of integration in the day-to-day, but from the branding and all of that, we're going to see some of those rollouts come out next year.
All right. And so what would you say has gone really well?
Oh, that's a great question. I would say that I have been taken back in awe of and inspired by the staff at One Safe Place. They had been through a lot. They had seen a lot of changes, a lot of evolutions that had taken place, good and hard. It wasn't really any secret that One Safe Place has had a lot of really significant financial mm-hmm. challenges over the years. And so that trickles down and affects the staff. And yet their resilience and their resolve to ensure that victims are served with excellence was phenomenal. I would say it's taken time for us to learn one another and to build trust. But the fact that they're willing to show up to the table and have the conversation and the hard conversation, the vulnerable conversation, the clunky conversation has left me inspired.
Well, when you believe in something, an organization to help, the big picture is that you're going to have, things are going to happen. It's like in a marriage, in a business, in a family. things are going to happen.
That's right.
And they may not happen exactly the way you think they're going to happen.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know, in any situation, things can fall through the crack. Thank God Sue's here this morning. Sue, big kudos to you. Because we had a mix up in producer Sue, who does the morning news, stayed on because she is a team player. So we talk about what it is. You're nothing without your team.
That's right.
Sometimes people leave, the changes happen, and you've got to, there's a very vulnerable moment in that time about trying to rebuild a structure. And it, in the middle of that, you're very vulnerable in that moment. And so you only hope that there's a couple pillars that are going to hold it up as you make these changes. And that's what's happening with you guys. You can feel it. You can see it. You can, you know, it's, we're there. And those people that have been involved with One Safe Place are, you know, damned if they're going to let anything fall apart because they believe in the mission.
Yeah, it's
absolutely
true.
Absolutely right. And I would say, too, I think we've been stunned by their loyalty and their dedication, mm-hmm. both to each other as like a staff family, but also to the clients that we serve. It's been really fantastic to see and just amazing to see their integration with our team as well.
Miriam, have you been on our show before?
I have not.
Oh, okay. I feel like I know you. I've been saying that a lot to people lately. Like, why, you know, maybe I dreamt about this today.
Yeah.
And you were in my picture. So,
oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
So
I'm so happy. So tell us about your role mm-hmm. In this new, are we going to change the name? Where are we going?
It's a great question. I'm our assistant CEO. So Kimberly is our CEO of both organizations. I'm the assistant CEO. So I'm her number two.
Oh,
which
yeah.
is super
That's
exciting.
Great.
I love it. So
Hold on. Strap on.
Totally.
Ready.
We're going.
Yeah.
We're going. And really, we saw that need present itself over the last few months within this transition of, like, we really just need some solid, those pillars. We need some solid pillars for people to come to because there's so many layers between us and the direct service that's provided because we're not social workers. We will never be social workers.
Mm-hmm.
And so we really need the communication to be strong. We need the trust to be strong. And so my role is to build all of that and to continue to help our organization grow and maintain stability and service delivery on both sides.
So when we have about partners like CVAC,
mm-hmm.
Can somebody explain to us, you may have brought that up before, but can we cover that when you talk about bringing that back on site, CVAC?
Yes, mm-hmm. absolutely. Meaning just CVAC or all the other partners as well?
You're bringing partners, thinking, merging staff in your programs and resources thoughtfully, which we've talked about. But it says bringing partners like CVAC back on site.
Yes, mm-hmm. absolutely. Well, I think this was one of the important reasons why the connectivity between the Children's Legacy Center and One Safe Place really made sense. I mean, the Children's Legacy Center was really built by multiple allied agencies from the ground up. And so it was built by our partners in the DA's office, law enforcement, children's services, medical. And so I think that the integration and the rebuilding of just partnership trust, to be honest, over time, that was something that was a struggle. What we're seeing is the way in which the partners kind of, Linda, exactly what you just said, like the community is not going to let this thing, like we're not going to let this thing fail,
mm-hmm.
right?
People work too hard. And I will tell you, I know somebody who really was very, very opened her home, did fundraising. I mean, I'm sure there's several of them, but you know, with that building, before that building was ever built, just the work that went into
yeah.
doing
mm-hmm.
fundraisers, not only with the Crab Feed, but we're going to talk about another event, Dancing with the Stars, and several other things that happened. But, so yes, you're right. Before the building ever happened, where we are now, where we were then, but people really just had a heart for, that was their calling where they kept working on trying to make sure that it would stay alive.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And I think this is where I'm going to get really high level for a hot second and just say, I think with the way that fundraising is going really nonprofit wide across the United States, really, I mean, donors have shifted. The way in which people give has shifted with the generations. And so I think this is where on the Children's Legacy Center side, we've really put a large emphasis on long-term sustainability through a diversification of income. And I think whereas for One Safe Place, because when it started, fundraising was the way that nonprofits were built, were established, and grew, which is beautiful and made sense then. I think right now, going forward, we still absolutely need that support. We need those donations. We need the generosity of our community. We also, as an organization, need to do our part in looking at how we're able to get creative with our funding and how we're able to look at various grants and state and federal contracts, all kinds of things to be able to really add fuel to the fire of what the local community is doing. But I didn't land the plane very well a second ago, and just simply essentially all of our stakeholders said the exact same thing you did, which is we can't let this thing fail. We just cannot do that, right? And this is also where I think the One Safe Place Board of Directors were just, that would be the other part of this, that I've been really incredibly honored and privileged to be able to work with them and their resolve to say the same thing of like, how do we see this thing sustained and get it to the standard of excellence that the community is invested in? So,
well, I feel blessed that in this moment, this very specific moment right now, that I get to interview you here on KCNR this morning, that Carl's on assignment. And my special friend, that I'm not going to mention names, so I don't want to feel like I'm throwing her under the bus, couldn't make it this morning, who's also very involved, with this upcoming event, that the next segment we're going to talk about, Dancing with the Stars, makes me emotional because it may sound frivolous, but it's everything but frivolous. The dedication that goes into something that looks fun on stage, in that particular moment, the knit and grit that goes into it. And we'll talk about the fundraising aspect of it. And those funds, again, as we fluff and we bring light and we encourage and brighten up the new Children's Legacy Center in One Safe Place, and whatever the name's going to be, maybe it's going to be announced that night. I don't even know. Let's talk about that after the break here on KCNR. 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. Good morning. This is Linda Bott. Sue McClain's at the helm, and we'll be right back.
Congratulations to all the volunteers and to the registered voters of District 1 in Shasta County. You took a stand against throwing away millions of your taxpayer dollars. Thousands of you signed the petition, and you put the recall of Supervisor Kevin Cry on the ballot. Soon we vote, paid for by the Committee to Recall Kevin Cry.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in a Holiday Market shopping center, or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Roundtable Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change.
Congratulations to all the volunteers and to the registered voters of District 1 in Shasta County. You took a stand against throwing away millions of your taxpayer dollars. Thousands of you signed the petition, and you put the recall of Supervisor Kevin Cry on the ballot. Soon we vote. Paid for by the Committee to Recall Kevin Cry.
All right. Good morning and welcome back to our morning show here. That, if anything doesn't make you, and I'm going to use the word yummy. Because, and Carl said, yummy. Yeah. That's a yummy, like a yummy fabric. A yummy song that makes my body feel good and my soul and my cells happy and
agreed.
Makes me smile. And agreed. I'm looking at the girls across the table, our ladies.
We're dancing.
Our partners. Yeah, and they're just smiling because they love the song, too, and it's a happy song. I think that's a great song to play in a room when you're, like, you're doing an event. People are coming in. That's, mm-hmm. that's one of those songs. It makes you feel like, oh, this is going to be a really cool thing. I'm going to sit down. It's happy music. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, that's my take. Welcome back to the show. We're going to be talking. We have Children's Legacy Center here with Kimberly and Miriam and One Safe Place. The two are merging. You've probably heard this, that this is happening. It's a success as we are talking about it this morning. We talked about the status, how well it's going, the culture of the two organizations, getting to know each other, where are they going, mission statements, et cetera, and an event that is going to be coming up in October that has probably during the COVID years not been on, well, it probably has not been, but we're Dancing with the Stars is coming back. And so let's hear about what the plan is.
Okay, I'm kicking it over to you.
I think the last Dancing with the Stars was 2019. So we are making a comeback. It's also the last one. This is kind of the sunset event for One Safe Place as it is right now. We have an events coordinator that's working really diligently with our production company, with other vendors, with the Cascade to get everything prepared and ready to go. It's going to be so beautiful.
I bet you it will be beautiful. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're going out with a bang.
All right, so let's talk about who's in the cast.
This is awesome. So we are incredibly excited for our cast this year. We have Sam Cominti is joining us, and oh my gosh, they're so fun. I want to tease what one of their dances is, but I'm not going to. I'm like the worst surprise keeper in the history of the world. So me,
she's
not
the actual worst.
I'm
well,
the actual
suffice to say the song has been stuck in all of our heads
okay,
for like
yeah,
the last
okay.
Yeah. So the fact that we can't just sucks, but that's okay. I'm not going to say anything.
All right. Well, he was, when we did Caffeinate for a Cause, he was out there, of course, with his camera and he was talking about Dancing with
yeah,
the Stars. So
yeah.
he's all excited about
so
it.
Excited.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. He's beaming, you know,
yes.
as they're getting ready.
We also have the incomparable Erica Jones. She has been hilarious and fun and just so full of life, which has been really mm-hmm. beautiful. From Sierra Pacific, we have Chris Caldwell that is joining us, which is also going to be very, very cool. Then we also have Tessa Borquez, and my gosh, like all these fundraisers that everyone is coming up with are so creative and fun. Christy Davis is joining us from Golden Valley Bank, which is also very, very fun. They, Golden Valley Bank was one of our sponsors of the after party, or the main sponsor of the after mm-hmm. party of the Crab Feed last year, which was also very cool.
And it was a hit.
Yes.
Oh,
it absolutely.
Can't wait to do that this
we
year.
We are doing
yeah.
it this
Lance
year.
Lance Cornwell, I think mm-hmm. he was the band.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Right.
It was so
right.
fun.
Yeah.
It was so fun. And then Dr. Paul Davis from the Reading Rancheria
right.
is joining our cast as well. So we have a very fun cast this year.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know Maria is going to be MC, so we've been talking, Maria Roscoe, of course, from Reading Rancheria. I've known her for years and years, and so she is always excited and wonderful in how she gets behind this event and the whole, her team get behind this event as well, and she gets excited about what MCing and show up for the dances, and I've had the great honor of being asked to be one of the judges again, so it's really fun. It's
excited.
Very hard to judge because, you know, My feeling is everybody's a 10. You know, you showed up, you raised funds, it's all in good. What are you going to tell them? Point your toe more, make sure that you, you know, in the next one, because there's not a next one.
Sure.
Right.
So
sure.
It's kind of hard to, but I know at the end you've got to have audience, you know, People's Choice Award and who's raised, are you going to do that again? Who raises the most money?
Yes.
We are. So.
There's two main awards that are being given out. So it's exactly what you just said.
Yeah. And the trophies are amazing.
They're so
good. You guys.
Bedazzled.
So you have this whole new, what's going to happen this year?
Disco Elegance is the theme, and we are so excited. We expect sequins.
Many sequins. Please, bring it out. Yes. One year, I think we had this, they drove us up in a limo, and they had the red carpet out in front. And they had everybody getting out with cameras and light bulbs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So like you were actually coming to a premiere. I think they might have even done the lights and everything like that.
Yeah.
So that was great. There's always been wonderful creativity behind it, but I just really feel like this is, the event to go to as far as like how much fun. And, let's talk about the tickets. And before the Cascade, only seats 900 people.
Right.
So we got to get those tickets sold now if you're going to go.
And
of course, everybody that's in the cast is going to want to sell tickets. So for people listening, if you want to go to this event, where do they go to?
Go ahead.
They go to ospshasta.org. You can buy tickets there. It'll route you to the Cascade site. So you can either go to the Cascade or OSP site and buy them on either one.
So what are some of the common misconceptions about the population? Let's go into a serious note now. We've talked about the fun and, you know, I put a call out to say, you know, to Maria, call in. So she must be in a meeting because I knew that she was going to be like, oh, my God, I'm so excited to talk about
she's
it.
She's the best.
Yeah, she is. And she's just a great person inside and out.
Yeah.
What are some of the common misconceptions about the population that Children's Legacy Center and One Safe Place serve?
It's a good question. You know, I would say one of the biggest ones is that child abuse, domestic violence, sexual assault, and even human trafficking, it is not limited to one particular demographic, one particular socioeconomic status. I remember the very first time I got involved in an anti-trafficking organization several years ago, and I met a young girl who was 14 years old, and she looked almost exactly like me, and her dad was a physician, which my dad was a physician, and this was probably 10 years ago now, but it was this jarring moment of going, there's no reason why this, like, I couldn't have fallen into the same track, into the same path. So I think that's probably the largest misconception, would be it's not limited to one particular socioeconomic class or demographic.
And can we elaborate on that a little bit?
Sure. I mean, I think, anyone is vulnerable and susceptible to this, but I think there's some indicators and some different, maybe red flags that you might have, like poverty would be one, or, substance abuse might be another. But to Kimberly's point, I think, you know, it's more widespread and common than you would think. Our shelter's mostly full and, you know, it's not uncommon.
You know, because after we saw The Sound of Freedom, we've talked about that a lot on the show. We've had experts on the show. We've talked about, you know, a couple of events coming up here that's a crab feed with an organization that is, you know, deals with trafficking. But how much are you seeing that within the Children Legacy Center as well as One Safe Place? Are there, are they reaching out? Are these people reaching out? How do you find them? Is that part of your umbrella?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, 100%. I think right now we have, is it 26?
I think it's 36.
Oh, 36. Okay. So 36 was what is called CSEC. So, children who have been impacted by commercial sexual exploitation. So commercial sexual exploitation of children. So CSEC is sort of the shortened version, in our world that it's called. So 36, children and youth that we are currently serving, through our various programs on the Children's Legacy Center side. One Safe Place has had, I would say, at least less than 10 probably, but but somewhere close to that, 9 or 10 over the course of the last few months that we have served, both in our shelter as well as downstairs, that were victims of exploitation. So it is far more common than we think. And I think that this is where anything that we're doing to like highlight the work, and the importance of the work around human trafficking is so, so relevant and so, so important. But it also looks very different in our backyard mm-hmm. than it does certainly overseas, or the Sound of Freedom movie is a great example. It looks very different when we're talking about human trafficking in Shasta County, but it is absolutely rampant and it's very much within our scope of service delivery.
Well, I mean, let's just take a moment and think about that. It's heavy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What are the challenges that you're experiencing with the growth of combining companies or organizations? What are some of the challenges that we need to understand as a community as we move forward to support you?
Yeah, thank you for asking. So I think one of the biggest challenges that we're finding within our growth, it's a little bit bittersweet. I think this is where I fully have my like startup founder hat on. So it's hard to disconnect the days where, you know, there was a staff of 3 or 4 people and we all knew one another well and we all were really connected and I could have my eyeballs on my team all day long, right? And the relationships that are formed at that point in time, I think, as a leader of an organization, I've often said if we weren't in the service model that we were in, I wouldn't necessarily say that bigger is better. But on the Children's Legacy Center side, you know, we were a staff of 5 in 2021, and now total across both organizations, we're over 60, and we're on track to we'll pass 100 for sure sometime in the next few months here. And so we're seeing this really massive growth curve that's happening. And so I think there's like the bittersweet piece, but there's also the cultural dynamics of like really ensuring that, you know, our standard of excellence in service delivery and the things that we want to see take place in terms of how our community is served. We just have to be really intentional to do that well, and making sure that our staff knows that we see them and we love them and we value them. I think for me, that's one of the hardest parts because, gosh, I'll show up to a meeting and there's a new person on our team that I haven't even met before, which is just a really bizarre experience and new. So I'm like the wrong person to ask that question because I have this like memory of what it was. But it also forces you to fight for that really well, to fight for that relationship.
I mean, to go from 4 and to merge and now have 60, or 5, you know, we're talking about, put a word down here, which I thought was a very interesting, the power of and pain of failing forward. Mm-hmm. That's really a huge sentence about what it is to grow.
That's right.
Because that happens in every business, every relation, again, business relationship, community, neighborhood, building a house. You know, as you're moving forward, it's kind of one step back, moving forward, 2 steps back, moving forward, the power of just moving forward. And those steps back are part of what grow you into the greatness of the now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I feel that with you guys. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Judy Maxwell and her group at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All of your insurance, we do our business with Judy, she's phenomenal. She's really helped a lot of people through the fires and where do they go with Medicare and whatever they're doing. She's helping families, seniors, veterans, and business owners since 1992. That is Judy Maxwell. She's located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. Give them a call at 221-0441 and her team is ready to assist you. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243 CT Reading.
Congratulations to all the volunteers and to the registered voters of District 1 in Shasta County. You took a stand against throwing away millions of your taxpayer dollars. Thousands of you signed the petition, and you put the recall of Supervisor Kevin Cry on the ballot. Soon we vote, paid for by the committee to recall Kevin Cry.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from Vis...
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
Not... No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
One 100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve a growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Congratulations to all the volunteers and to the registered voters of District 1 in Shasta County. You took a stand against throwing away millions of your taxpayer dollars. Thousands of you signed the petition, and you put the recall of Supervisor Kevin Cry on the ballot. Soon we vote, paid for by the committee to recall Kevin Cry.
What can I say? It's my era. Love it, love it. You know, and I love the fact that Dancing with the Stars is going to be like disco glam. Welcome back. This is our final segment here on this Friday. Next time we see you, it's going to be October, folks, you know, on Monday. And I've just had a great morning here. This is Linda Bott. And thank you, Sue.
You are very welcome. This has been fun. It's fun sitting here watching you all dance and groove.
Well, you've been picking out excellent music.
That is the best.
You know, and Sue, you just, again, Sue is such a great team player on, with the KCNR staff. She does so much behind the scenes that you really don't even know about. She is just on top of it and can play and can handle all aspects of what it is to run a radio station. She's amazing. Plus, she's here at 6 a.m. to do, well, earlier than that, to do the morning news. And she does, nobody does the news as well as Sue McClain, the Sue McClain News Hour. So thank you for staying over and producing today.
Oh, easy. You're very welcome. This was great, and I really enjoyed the program.
Thank you. Well, with Kimberly and with Miriam from One Safe Place Children's Legacy Center, merging, of course, if you heard the show this morning, and they're bringing Dancing with the Stars back, which is going to be October 21st. It's going to be bigger and better and the last one. So come to celebrate, and there's so many things that are going on. But what would you say that you're most excited about?
Oh, my goodness. So many things, so I'll keep it short on the thing that I'm the most excited about. Is just, I think I'm the most excited about watching the continuation of the blending of a longstanding historical organization and kind of a newer, innovative, conceptual, driving forward organization. And bringing those two things together it's been the greatest privilege of my life to get to watch it. And so I think next year as we go through this rebrand process, I'm probably the most excited about actually getting to announce the new name of the nonprofit.
Oh, my gosh. Can't wait.
Cannot wait. And seeing everything that's going to hold for the victims we serve, for our staff, and for the community who has really wrapped their arms around both One Safe Place and the Children's Legacy Center in this process.
So you mentioned at the break about we want to do a call out because this is something that really you have to have a heart for, and that's the crisis hotline.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The training that goes into that. And looking for volunteers.
Yes.
And I was just sharing with you that we had a friend that when we would do an event or have her invite her to the house for dinner or whatever, she said, yes, but I'm on call. So if I get a phone call, that comes first, and I may be gone for the rest of the night, or I may go in the other room and be gone for an hour. And we understood that she had gone through the training, and she was one of those numbers that when people do the crisis hotline. So I've huge admiration and people have a heart for that. Tell us about how one can be involved with that.
Yes, our crisis hotline was one of the things when we came into One Safe Place. I had no idea how many calls that this hotline receives. I mean, it's about 1,000 calls a year, and they're significant ones. And so we are doing a call out for volunteers because currently this hotline is staffed mostly by our staff who really need that respite time. They need that break time. But I found out historically that there was a lot of volunteers involved. So we will actually cover the 66-hour training that is involved in becoming an advocate with One Safe Place, a volunteer advocate that will be able to take crisis hotline calls. And it would look like a set block of time, like a 12-hour block of time in whatever availability you'd have. Maybe it's once a month. Maybe it's twice a month. Maybe it's once a week. So we're doing a call out for that. And you can contact us on our website if you're interested.
So when somebody actually goes to the 66 hours of training, which I think is fabulous, I mean, I can only imagine what that training must be like.
Mm-hmm.
Staggering, I'm sure.
Yeah.
After they do that training and they volunteer their time, how long are they on a 3-month block? Are they on a year block? Are they on call? How does that work?
Yeah, so we, especially on the volunteer side, we really work with what works within their schedule. So if they say we want to, I mean, 66 hours is a commitment, right? That training is a commitment. And so I think most people, we would love to see volunteers sign up and say, hey, I'm committed to doing this for a year. And if that's once a month or once a week, whatever time allotment they're willing to give, we are so incredibly grateful.
So you're also looking to engage, you're doing a call out for our beautiful community to engage and volunteer for the crisis hotline. What does it mean, cleaning toys and other materials used for services?
Yes, so
that's interesting.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So volunteers is something that there's an entire volunteer program that we are bringing back to life in an exciting
Yay.
Way, which does include coming in. And there's a lot of like day-to-day things that we just need help with. So that's cleaning toys, whether that's at our Children's Advocacy Center or at One Safe Place. So the ability to contact us if you're interested in volunteering, there's obviously a process that has to go through and, you know, background checks. And all of that. And so you can contact us on our website if you're interested in volunteering.
All right. Thank you so much for Sue, do you have the chat room open?
I do. And there was a question in the chat room, and it says, can guests better define more creative ways to get funding? Conflict of interest concerns as funding raising has shifted, and how many youth have been served by Legacy?
Oh, that's a great question.
Thank you,
yes, love it.
And yeah, so.
Thank you. All right. Great question. So yeah, so we are very proactively looking for, grants. So I mean, there's like a grants.gov. We get lots of emails about all kinds of grants that are available. We really only apply for grants that are within our service delivery. We won't apply for them that are even really a degree off from our mission, vision, values, because it'll get us off really in a distance, in a not good way. A lot of our funding comes from the Victims of Crime Act VOCA funding that is looped through the California Office of Emergency Services, both on the Children's Legacy Center and One Safe Place side. Right now, that is funding that is potentially going to be cut from a legislative standpoint. And so that's something that we are petitioning to try to have not happen. But so that's essentially what I mean. We do a lot of grant writing, a lot of RFPs, things like that. And then also on our clinical care services, that allows us to bill. We can bill through Medi-Cal. We can bill through private insurance on our therapeutic side. So that's what I mean by how we're pursuing alternative funding.
Well, we really appreciate you being here. We know that you are off to a meeting, and if I know Kimberly, and I'm getting to know Miriam, you don't want to be late because this is what it is. So we're going to say goodbye to you now. You can take your headphones off, and I'm going to say goodbye to you and close the show off with Sue McClain. Thanks so much. One Safe Place. Now, remember, October 21st, get your tickets at osp.org. And get your tickets for Dancing with the Stars. I'm going to be there, and Maria Roscoe is going to be emceeing, and I'm sure there's all kinds of wonderful other judges and dancers and so on and so forth. Thanks so much, you guys. Great job this morning. You know, you can find it on archives on KCNR. Sue, was that informative?
Yes, absolutely. And it was just a great show. I loved hearing more details about what's happening, especially with Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, that's going to be great. It really is. And you know what? Let's not forget, like when we talk about headlines today, we pray for the family of Dianne Feinstein, 90 years old, passed away. She's the longest term senator, a female senator in history. So, she passed away, and of course, our Governor Newsom is going to be,